Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are now recording. We're going to go over the homework. The first word, the first verb sentence. Why is it verb sentence? Because it starts with verb. How about noun sentence? It starts with
noun.
Got it? So, akala ahmadun or ahmadun akala. Which one of those is a noun sentence? Akala ahmadun or ahmadun akala? The first one is the verb and the second one is noun. Even though it's the same, but I switched here. Yeah, exactly. I switched the order.
Are you recording?
Yes. I switched the order. Got it? So now we're going to... There's an attendance sheet inside here. So you go to Akala Ahmadun At-Tuffahata. Akala Ahmadun At-Tuffahata. Did you collect the homework from them?
No, not yet.
Okay, don't now.
This
is whose? Yeah. So Akala Ahmadun At-Tuffahata. Now why Ahmadun has tanween? Yes, because it's a name. It's a non-specific. So, أكل أحمد التفاحة. And then the second one is أكل أحمد تفاحة. أكل أحمد تفاحة. So we say أكل أحمد تفاحة or تفاحة. Now what is, why تفاحة in the first example, why تفاحة doesn't have تنوين and the second example it has تنوين? Why? I want to get you here. Why one has تنوين, why the other doesn't have تنوين? Huh? Smart guys, huh? That's right. Why one has تنوين and one doesn't? Come. Why one has a tufahata and the other one tufahatan? Huh? Why do we have tanween on the second one, huh? Yes. The first one is specified with alif lam. Specified with what? Alif lam. The second one is not specified. So here it is the apple. And this one, an apple. So when it is not specified, then exactly. Now why Ahmed in both cases has a tanween? Because Ahmed is
a name.
That's right, a name. Just like Muhammad, Saeed, Khalid. Got it? So now the second example is شرب سعيد لبنا. شرب سعيد لبنا. شرب. Okay. سعيد. Why سعيد? Because again, it's what? It's a name. Perfect. It's a name. Now, why لبنا? Because
it's not specified.
If I say a leban, then
there's no tanween.
I gave you a hint, by the way, by giving it alif at the end, which means that it will have tanween on the alif. Lebanan. A leban. Okay. Now the second one is عصى فرعون الرسول. عصى فرعون الرسول. Okay. عصى فرعون الرسول. Is it فرعون الرسول؟ Let's talk with فرعون. Does فرعون here takes تنوين or not?
It doesn't, because it's a foreign name.
It's a foreign name, تكبير. What if it's not a foreign name? Then you say, like, if you use another name, like عصى أحمد الرسول. If I say أحمد, then it's what? Then I say أحمد. So عصى أحمد, but عصى فرعون. You got it? Why is that? Because فرعون is a foreign name. So there's also another foreign name that I gave to you in here, which is called the Shariba John 11. John is a foreign name. Yeah? John is a foreign name. So you see here, you got that point? This is foreign name. Now, why do I say Rasulah?
Because
it is specified. What if I say Asa Ahmadun Rasulah? Do I say Rasulah or Rasulan? Rasulan. Rasulan. You got it? Yeah, the girls are talking in the back.
She just wanted to borrow
my. I took her from among you. Then you took her place?
Yeah, because there's no space.
Oh. Okay.
She was sitting there.
Okay, fine. Got it? You understand so far?
Yeah.
Are you comparing with your homework so that you see where did you go wrong if you got it wrong? So this is Arabic name.
Oh.
It's not foreign. Okay. Now we move to the next, which is عصى فرعون رسولا. عصى فرعون رسولا. You see here? Okay. Why رسول here? One is with تنوين, the other one is without تنوين.
Because the last one isn't specified the first one is.
Yes. This is the Rasul. Okay? But this one is a Rasul. The Rasul. But here is a Rasul. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
One is specified, one is not. And the Rasul is messenger. Now, what is next? ذهبتُ إلى مصري. ذهبتُ إلى مصري. ذهبتُ إلى مصري. If I say ذهبتُ إلى مصري, and I mean Egypt. I mean Egypt. If Misr means Egypt here. Then there's no Tanween. Good. Why?
Because it specifies a specific country.
A specific country. That's right. But here, the other example, ذهبت إلى مصري. ذهبت إلى مصرين. ذهبت إلى مصرين. Why the second one has ten, doesn't have tanween? Any country. So any country has tanween. Why? Because it's any, it's not specified. Any country. Dhahabtu ila Misri. Misri. But if I say dhahabtu ila Misri, it's Egypt. Got it? All right. Now, the next one is... So, أكل ولد تفاحة. أكل ولد تفاحة. أكل ولد تفاحة. أكل ولد تفاحة. So أكل ولد تفاحة. ولد is it has تنوين or not? ولد should have تنوين. Why not? ولد any boy. So there is تنوين because it's not specified. How about تفاحتة? Has تنوين or not?
No.
Huh?
It does have تنوين.
Why?
It's not specific. It's any other.
So it's not specified, so has تنوين, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has تنوين. Yeah. It's تفاحتة. أكل ولد تفاحتة. How about the next one? أكل الولد التفاحة. So you can compare to your homework and see if you did it right or wrong. No, or not. أكل الولد التفاحة. So الولد here, does it have تنوين?
No.
No, why not?
Because it's any boy.
It is specified by what? Alif lam. It was specified by alif lam. أكل الولد. And التفاحة. Is it التفاحة or التفاحة? التفاحة. Why?
Because
it's Zivik. Has alim flam. Inshallah. The next one. شرب جون اللبن. شرب جون. جون is John. اللبن. Okay. Now, do we have John? Do we have John or Jonon or Johnon?
John.
Why? Foreign name. And the Lebanon. Is it the Lebanon or the Lebanon? Why? Exactly, it is specified. How about Shariba Michael Lebanon? Shariba, isn't that Michael? Yeah. Michael. Can I say Joe Michaelon? Shariba Michaelon? No. Why not?
It's
a foreign name. How about Lebanon? Is it Lebana or Lebanon?
Lebanon.
Because it's not specified. That's right. Inshallah. Got it? Now, the second question is about identifying the verb sentence.
Noun
sentences. Any sentence that starts with noun, then it is a noun sentence. Starts with a verb, then a what? Verb sentence. So, the first one, Yashrab Muhammad, it's a verb sentence. Starts with your verb. Muhammad Yashrab, it's a noun sentence. Starts with a noun. Al-Walad Yamshi is a noun sentence. Starts with a noun. يمشي الولد. It's a verb sentence. It starts with a verb. سارة جميلة. It's what? It's a noun sentence. It has no verb at all. Beautiful. Got it? So now, today is going. We are going to talk about the.
Either way, it's an Egyptian name. If it was.
Okay. Yeah, Lina is going to collect the homework. Lina, Lina, collect the homework. Now we move next. Noun sentences. Noun sentences. The one starting with a noun. Noun sentences are the ones starting with noun. They are made of two components. So let's get a noun sentence. For example, we say, Sarah. Yes, Jamila. Now,
wait. You guys remember this from last week, right?
I don't.
Wait, what?
Because remember, it doesn't have any linking verb, and this is the name. I'm pretty sure we taught this. Anybody?
Yes.
In Arabic, you don't need verb to be. In Arabic, if I want to make it English like Arabic, I would put Sara takunu jamila. Sara takunu jamila. The Arabic does not need that. It's not like the English, you have to add verb to be to make it a verb sentence all the time. You got it? So you can have a sentence in Arabic that does not have any verb, like this. Sara jamila, takun is taken out. No verb to be in Arabic. You got it? So now, go ahead. So,
one of these things
where you can't translate it literally, because then you would end up with Sarah. Pretty. The first word is mubtada, and the second word is khabar. So, the first word in a noun sentence is always mubtada. The second one is always khabar. They say subject and predicate. Predicate. You got it? So, in any noun sentence, the first name will be mubtada. You know what a mubtada is in Arabic? It's equivalent to subject in English, but the word mubtada in Arabic, it is like the one you start with. And it makes sense because that's the one you start with.
What if it was like a long sentence?
We break it into smaller tokens. Yeah. So the first token here is what? Sarah. That's the first token. It is Sarah. Do you want to grade some of the spellings? The first one is Sarah, which is subject. And Mubtada, And the second one is khabar, which is predicate. You will need to memorize mubtada and khabar, the token name. All right. Now, mubtada is always what? Marfu'. And khabar is always marfu'. So mubtada is always marfu', khabar is always marfu'.
They're both marfu'.
Both marfu', yes. Now the haraka of the marfu', or like the form marfu', here is going to be with a saratu jamilatun. The form marfu' is, here is dhamma. Here, the dhamma. And marfu' here, the dhamma. You got it? So, we have the mubtada, marfu' the dhamma, khabar marfu' the dhamma. You got it? You understand that? So, what do we have on Sara? Saratu. Why we have Dhamma? Why Dhamma? Because it is Mubtada. Okay? And the Mubtada is Marfu'. And in this case, Marfu' is Bid-Dhamma. Marfu' is Bid-Dhamma. And here, Khabar is the same. Marfu' Bid-Dhamma. Now, let me take the same name and make it double. The same sentence and make it double. Or so, double, we have for girl, bent. Bent. What is the double form of bent? Bintan. That's right. So the double form of bent is what? Bintan. How about Bintain? How about Bintain? It's also double. You got it? So how for a double form, for a double noun, for a noun which is double noun, how many forms do we have? We have Bintan or Bintain. How about Sayara? Sayaratan, Sayaratain. How about walad? Waladan, waladain. There are two forms, two possibilities. Okay? If this is here, marfu', this one here, we call this form marfu' bil alif. This one is marfu' bil alif. Marfu' بالالف. And the second one could be منصوب بالياء. Or مجرور بالياء. So, we learned before about the four possibilities, which are marfu', mansub, marfu', mansub, majrur, majzum. Marfu', mansub, majrur, majzum. Usually, marfu' is with dhamma. If the noun is singular, then marfu' is with dhamma. Got it? But if the noun is double, then marfu' is with alif. Okay, so now let's take an example and say, okay, let's say bintan jamilatan. Should we say bintan jamilatain, jamilatan, or bintan jamilatan, jamilatain? Or bintain jamilatan? Or bintain jamilatain? Which one is correct? Bintan jamilatan, bintan jamilatain, bintain jamilatan, bintain jamilatain. Which one is correct? Second one? Wrong.
The third one?
The third one? Wrong.
First.
You know why first? Because marfu' bil alif. Marfu' bil alif. Where is mubtada? Mubtada is marfu'. But because it is double, then it's marfu' bil alif. You got it? So this is mubtada. Marfu' bil alif, marfu' bil alif. So you tell me why this is marfu' bil dhamma? Because it's what? Singular. So, li'annahu mufrad. You got it? So this is marfu' bil alif, li'annahu muthanna. You got it? You see? So, if the noun is singular, if the noun is what? Singular. So that's singular. And this is singular. If the noun is singular, then it is marfu' bil-dhamma. If the noun is double, then it is marfu' bil alif. Got it? So marfu' bil dhamma, marfu' is not always bil dhamma.
What do you mean by double? Like two
nouns? Muthanna. Like bintan. So mutanna means two, double, two. Like two bintan, like two girls. Bintan, two girls. You got it? Yeah. Now, let me give you something called jar wa majroor. Huruf al jar.
Are we moving too fast? Does anybody understand?
So, now, if I want say Mina, البلد, because it's مجرور, for a reason that we will discuss later, so I won't say Mina البلدي. So that's مجرور with what? بلدي means country. So, Mina البلدي means from the country. From the country, which is, in this case, مجرور. If it is double, so we say min al baladani or min al baladaini.
Anybody?
Which one is correct? Number two. Perfect. Why? Inshallah. It is. This one is majroor bil kasra, and this one is majroor bil ya. So, in order to know, to absorb what we have, I tell you that noun sentences start with
noun.
Noun. Verb sentences start with
verb.
The noun sentence has how many tokens? Two tokens. The first one is mubtada.
Quickly. Can a noun sentence have a verb?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It may not have a verb. It may have a verb. It doesn't matter. Like Sara Jamila doesn't have a verb. Okay. Yeah. So the first token is called mubtada. The first token is called what?
Mubtada.
Which is subject, but we will use the word mubtada because that's the correct word. Mubtada means the ones that comes at the beginning, like from the word ibda, start. So mubtada is the one that gets in the beginning. Khabar means the predicate in English, and the reason it's called khabar because it tells you the news about the mubtada. It gives you news about the mubtada. So it tells you something. Al-akhbar. Akhbar. So it tells you something about this guy or this girl. What is it? That she's beautiful. Because it is singular, then it's marfu' bil dhamma. Marfu' bil dhamma. If it is not singular, then it is marfu' bil. Sorry, if it is double, then it's marfu' bil. If it's double, it's marfu' with bil alif. That's right. And if it is double, then it is majroor bil bil ya. How about mansoob bil bil ya? Got it? Okay, let me tell you about something. The homework is going to be the same kind. Like the homework is going to be, for example, the homework that is going to get from online is going to be exactly about what we just explained. I will give you a sentence, okay? Like, Sara Tawila. And ask you to put the harakat. So because it's a singular name, then it's what? Then it's marfu'. Marfu' bil what? Bil dhamma. So saratu tawilatu. Tawilatun. Because it has tanween also. How about if I go like this and I say ila or mina minal min al-shari' or min al-fasl. Okay, anything preceded by mina is majroor. Anything after mina is what?
Majroor.
So you would say majroor. You say majroor with what? Kasra. Okay. How about if when I give you al-waladan Okay, al-walidan, al-waladan. And then I'm going to tell you al-waladain. And then I'm going to say jamilan. And then I'm going to tell you jamilain. And I ask you to circle the right form. So al-waladan or al-waladain? Al-waladan, because it's what? Marfu' bil-alif. Jamilan or jamilain? Jamilan, because it is khabar. You have you write here. This is mubtada marfu' bil-damma. So mubtada marfu' bil-damma, and this one is khabar marfu' bil-damma. Sorry, مبتدا مرفوع بالواو. مبتدا مرفوع بالواو. خبر مرفوع بالواو. And then I tell you من الفصلين. من الفصلين. Is it من الفصلان or من الفصلين? من الفصلان. Or min al-faslain? Is it min al-faslan or min al-faslain? Huh? Min al-faslan or min al-faslain? Min al-faslain, because majroor bil-ya. So, majroor bil-ya. اسم مجرور or let's call it مجرور بالياء to make it short. Alright, and the class is over. So your homework is going to be pretty much like that.
Yes.